Multi-million-dollar fines and prison sentences of up to 5 years are being considered by the Victorian government in a bid to crack down on the illicit stockpiling of dangerous chemicals. 8 toxic dump sites have now been discovered in Melbourne's northern suburbs, as Connie Aegis reports.
Massive stockpiles of toxic chemicals are being found in factories across Melbourne. And Victoria's Attorney General, Jill Hennessy, is sending a strong message to anyone found responsible.
First and foremost, I think we need to update those penalties, both in terms of the financial consequences. There are penalties that involve imprisonment for corporations as well, but we need to look at those. And I also think we need to look at how might we get a better model of regulation that proactively looks at enforcement around dangerous goods.
Changes to the Dangerous Goods Act could see fines for companies found liable increase to more than $3 million and maximum prison sentences of 5 years. Jill Hennessy again.
We've seen people that have been operating entirely outside the legal system when it comes to dangerous chemical goods. And our agencies have done a fantastic job in responding to that. But we've got to think about what are the consequences, how do we prevent that going into the future.
The agency leading the response is the Environment Protection Authority Victoria. The EPA has found a total of 8 sites in the northern suburbs of Epping and Campbellfield where they say chemicals have been illegally stored. Damien Wells is EPA Victoria's acting CEO.
We'll continue to pursue all of the leads that we have with great vigour. We've got a whole range of work happening on this issue, as do, I'm sure, WorkSafe and others. So our key interest in terms of the investigation is, in the first instance, ensuring that everything is done to detect all possible sites of concern in terms of understanding and then addressing risk, and then, of course, gathering evidence.
The EPA says it's maintaining a 24-hour security presence at the sites to prevent any tampering and also to provide early warning of any issues, with temperatures in Melbourne expected to exceed 40 degrees today.
Connie Aegis reporting.